One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say
no, it's $11.
Great. Please be sure to use complete sentences.
Okay, all right.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take bus to New York City.
What is the price of bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as 4 in the 4 apples. When we talk about the date and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually th, after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
Thank you. When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
We should use ordinal numbers in counting something.
4th is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4th is an ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in Soho. You can watch many foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies? No,
I said you can watch foreign movies in the West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to the 8th Avenue. The newest park is a High Line Park, which was built on a road train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above the street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is at 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the Cloister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan?
No, the Cloisters are located in North Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while Andes runs along the west coast of the South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent consists of South and North America.
No,
The Rocky Mountains are located in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, a solid line means the car cannot cross the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
Yes, the two-way use white lines.
Three roads use white lines? Two-way roads?
Oh, sorry, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is most frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher employment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, we can find wildlife in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main income of rural areas.